I'm here to race, and I'm concentrating on me this year. And you know, there's a move that Tukar has made now for a couple of years, and we've warned him and told him that somebody is going to not get out of his way. And he came across the track and ran me into the hub rail, and I didn't get out of his way. So when we went down to the other end, I stuffed it underneath him, and it had bent my front end down here from him pinching me in the hub rail. So I just sent the car down in the hole that he had left open, and my Nerf bar banged his left front tire. And that was it. I took the lead. And then they called yellow, which I don't even know what the yellow was for. And next thing, Charlie says the two's going to the rear in the radio. And then the next thing, somebody sent me from behind under yellow, and he said, okay, yeah, seven, you can go to the rear too. So a very, very unprofessional competitor. And the Jamoke running the place in the tower after I didn't know how many years, just a joke.
You've raced before, and there's been similar contact and without call. Do you think there's a particular reason why they made the call tonight?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know the first reason. I could name 6-10 different guys that same thing could happen, and there would be no call. There's no reason for that call right there. It was not even logical.
This puts Johnny kind of in a tough spot. But in one sense, at least, you guys are pitted. You know, you have a little space between each other this year. And that was the plan from the beginning of the year, though.
Yeah, I don't know about John's position in any of it. That's his business. My business is to worry about the car with a number 7 on it.
2 weeks off, got a week extra to work on the car, and obviously prepare mentally for the 2 weeks out. Is it starting from fresh? Try not to hold any grudges. Just move forward.
Yeah, I race everybody the same, and I try to race them like they race me. And, you know, I'm definitely not going to let off the pedal for anybody.